Welcome, Amelia, to the Assistance Dog Hour. You've been in the assistance community for a number of years now. How many has it been exactly?
I think it's about 5 or 6 now. It's been a while.
You have an assistance dog yourself, correct?
Yes, I do.
How long have you been a partnership for?
Well, I picked up my dog Fangus, or Fang, when he was 8 weeks old. So I always like to say, do the sort of mushy stuff and be like, oh, we've been a partnership since I brought him home. But technically, a working dog partnership for the last 2 years.
And if you don't mind me asking, what tasks is Fang trained to do?
So he does guide work tasks, he does a handful of mobility tasks and psychiatric tasks.
And did you own a train? And have you are you working with an organisation?
I started off owner training and then I was accepted onto Darwin Dog's platform last year.
How has that been in terms of any difference that has made?
Their sort of training wasn't completely different from how I was already training Fang, so we didn't have to make like huge changes to our like training routine anyway. We just sort of had to be sort of sharpened up a bit. But other than that, I think it's done us really well.
That's good to hear. And I think probably the main question here is, what breed is your assistance dog?
He's a mastiff.
Why, did you choose a mastiff?
So when I first was looking into getting an assistance dog, I wanted to have one that was going to be big enough to do physical tasks that wasn't going to impact on the dog. So things like forward momentum and also helping me get up and down from chairs or from the floor. I felt mean, trying to do that with a Labrador who might only be like 40, 50 kilos, because I'm a little bit more than that. So I wanted a big enough dog that wasn't going to care that someone that's sort of more on the upper end of mid-size would be needing that sort of mobility. When I sort of did all my research, I just loved the fact that so many of them were sort of laid back, very friendly with people and other animals, and I've just always wanted a giant dog. So it was definitely one of those things where I wanted to experience it before my disability's potentially gotten worse, because I don't know whether they will get worse. So it's just one of those things. It was kind of like, well, I'll either really like the breed or I really won't. And I've definitely gone over the whole, I love this breed, I adore them. I love mastiffs. I'll have them every day, any day of the week.
Did you have prior experience of mastiffs, or was it the first time you've owned a mastiff?
He is my first, and I tried to be as informed as possible. I did loads of research. I tried to do everything right, and I'd like to think I have because of like the organization that we're in and that he has passed his final assessments and everything like that. I would like to think I've done everything right by him with, what I researched for training and socialization and everything else. But I know that the ultimate sort of not sort of failure, if you like, but I know I made it harder for myself by buying a backyard bred dog.
Have you found it affects how the public interacts with you?
Not really. Obviously, we have had people that have crossed the road from us and things like that, or given us like, tons and tons of space to try and obviously not be around him. But I have found that, especially in the last sort of couple of years, 2 years or so, that we can't go anywhere now without people wanting to say hello to him.
Oh,
So
goodness.
everything we do takes like three times as long.
Have you found that it has
Right.
caused any access issues?
Weirdly, no. The only time we've ever had an access issue was, well, it was both two times in London, actually. One was a little sort of cafe that they just didn't know of what the laws were around assistance dogs. And then the other one was actually those Amazon supermarkets, the ones that you just walk in, pick stuff up, walk out. Yeah, that we had one in there and we were like, no, he is an assistance dog. And showed them obviously all the stuff from the Equality and Human Rights Commission. And they were like, oh, right, yeah, okay. I mean, they still, from a distance, followed, the security guard from a distance still followed us round the Amazon supermarket, but that they were the only times we've ever had issues.
That's good to hear. Would you recommend Mastiffs as an assistance dog?
No, I wouldn't, purely because they're huge and most of them slobber. I've been lucky with Fang, where he only really slobbers when he's being given food that he really, really wants. So I'm always, whenever I go out, I always have like a washcloth on me to wipe his mouth down. And also because of their size, they are very difficult to get under tables or to get out of the way. Or like if you are in any shops that have got slightly smaller aisles, you will also struggle. Because we do, me and him together, do take up roughly the same amount of space as like a powered mobility chair, because he's quite wide. He's quite wide in the chest. So yeah, I would say just from that alone, no. And also, you with Mastiffs, you've got to be very, very careful that you don't have one that's going to basically display any protective breed traits, which is hard because it's what they're bred to do.
Have you had any thought about potentially what breed you may choose for your next assistance dog, and would that be another Mastiff?
It wouldn't be another Mastiff. For my next assistance dog, I'm hoping to go through a charity that supplies assistance dogs, so that would probably be either a Golden Retriever or a Labrador, whichever I get matched with.
Finally, do you have any general advice about people looking to get an unusual breed as an assistance dog?
Be prepared to face sort of public scrutiny. People are more likely to want to ensure that your dog is behaving exceptionally well, especially if you go for a bigger breed like a Mastiff or any sorts of breeds like that. You need to be aware that the public will, they will scrutinize you if your dog acts like a dog. So if they get upset about something and they might bark at it, especially when they're socializing, when they're youngsters, especially because when they're youngsters, they're usually about the same size as a fully grown Labrador. People will instantly assume that your dog is scary or aggressive or anything like that. And also, I would heavily imply that please go to an ethical, reputable breeder if you are looking to get an off-breed for, or well, not even just an off-breed, for any assistance dog, just so you can fully know that your dog's going to be fit, healthy and sound with their temperament. Definitely.
Thank you so much for speaking to me today, Amelia. And I'm going to leave off with what song have you picked for us and why?
Mitski, My Love, Mine All Mine, just because it to me, that song feels like the bond I have between me and Fang.